old wounds. How's your brother these days?
My brother? That's a bit of a long shot, isn't it? I didn't know you knew I had one.
Very bright, I gather.
Derek, a pillar of fire by night.
And doing very well by day, I've read somewhere.
Waxing miserly. In fact, he's now older than I am. He overtook me on the last bend. I'm understandably choked, but happy for the lad.
He's got this big place in Norfolk, I hear.
It's so big, it's practically two places.
In the Orwell TV catchments area.
Do I smell something in the wind, and it isn't flowers?
He's got financial clout and savvy.
Only, unfortunately, he couldn't do lunch, is that it?
I couldn't get a number for him.
That's why we're having lunch. I'll see if I can get it for you.
Your own brother? Haven't you got it?
I was defending Thermopylae, but I can always stop. Call me Effie Altus and I'll give you the number.
What you like is when only eight people in the world know what you're talking about. By the way, I've got new offices. This is my direct line. Bypasses the girl.
I'm honoured. What do I dial if I want the girl?
You do too many auditions, Adam. Anyone ever tell you that?
Everyone does, but I still seem to do them. What should I do?
Grow up might be an idea.
Well, that's the English for have an affair, isn't it? Don't think Barbara would like that.
She might be glad of it. You'll probably find she's been having one for years. You never know with the sex.
Get in your big white car and go on your big white way.
One thing I've always wanted and never had.
It can't be a success, then.
Children.
Me too.
You serious?
I'm all soft spots, dear, if you look closely. Probably the problem. Have another drop of Armagnac. Saves wondering what to do now.
Do you want to get married, Dennis?
Of course. But Giancarlo doesn't.
Bloody good Armagnac. Married to me, I meant...
Gavin Pope was walking back to Medlar Cottage, reading the New Left Review and smiling at the lack of jokes, when a large blue Rover slowed up beside him. Tim Dent, the recently elected MP for South Suffolk, rolled down his window.
Professor Pope!
The same. Almost the same. A few more scratches on the bodywork.
Tim Dent!
MP, I know.
I was hoping to see your wife.
You're unlikely to need a microscope. Why?
To thank her. For her contribution to my campaign. Funnily enough, I also wanted to see you. Do you have a moment?
If it's about joining my adult education class, I'm afraid I've already drawn the line. Well above your head.
You're a very amusing chap sometimes.
What can I do for you?
I've been handed what could be a hot potato by the Prime Minister.
Really? Is it nice to have a cook with metal hair?
And I could do with your help.
Do you want some tea? Goes well with a hot potato. And I'm advised to drink more of it. Funny stuff. So far, I've only discovered that it goes very badly with ginger ale. Why would I want to help the Tories? I leave that to my wife. She's got the hats for it.
I've been reading your book on the myth of equality.
Seminal, but flawed, like so many of us.
The PM has these friends...
Must still be fine weather.
...who want to finance a think tank. We'd like you to head it up.
Kindly omit the up, if we're talking English here. Head it up is what third-rate centre-forwards do when faced with open goals. I should prefer simply to head it, if I do anything to it at all.
This is a moment that may not recur.
They all are. You know what Jesus said on a roughly comparable occasion? Get thee behind me, Stan.
I thought it was Satan. Look...
I am.
I'm offering you the chance to influence policy... Not immediately, maybe, but 5, 10, 15 years before the socialists have another opportunity to do the things you talk about in your book.
I was winding up the comrades, you know that.
And now you can give the key one more twist and actually do something.
Frightening. You're asking me to turn my back on a lifetime of commitment to socialism.
There's a moral issue here, Professor Pope.
Putting that to one side, what about the screw? 30 pieces of silver doesn't go all that far these days.
Double your present salary, London allowance, index linked, help with accommodation.
Pension plans respected.
Plus car allowance.
Don't drive. How about a secretary called Emma?
If that's what you want.
She can drive. It's a wind-up, isn't it?
question of who's winding whom?
The very one Comrade Lenin was still asking when I bumped into him recently.